Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Hello, Jake. Hello, Vic. Hello, Kevin.
Hi.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Remember Romper Room?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're doing, what's her name? What was her name?
Miss, oh, how did I forget? She was my first love.
Oh, what was her name?
Was it?
Well, they could be different in different places.
Were they?
I think so.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Miss Nancy.
No.
Miss Barbara.
Mine. No.
Miss Elizabeth.
Miss Marianne.
It's Miss Lois.
Thank you, Rach.
Is it?
He would have just kept on going.
Well, I'm looking at the list of them.
There's a few different misses, according to...
Yeah.
According to the internets.
I even got romper stompers once.
Huh.
What's that?
They were like little plastic upside-down buckets with rubber tubes on them, and you would stand on them and hold them and walk.
Oh.
Romper stompers. Yeah.
We had some weird crap, didn't we?
We were much easier to entertain. You ever see a sit and spin?
Yes.
That was the dumbest thing ever.
Also was a pretty significant insult when you got older.
I mean, in happy days. Andrew, I hate to steal your thunder, but I loved your thing today about how many days you've been alive.
Yeah, so I thought that was fun.
I looked them up, and... I didn't go to the one you went to. I just Googled it. But I've been alive for 22,343 days. I don't even know how to think about that. I mean, it's a big number.
I don't either. I struggled with that, too. I think I'm about 12. Let me double check this.
Yeah,
here.
Sounds about right. Because I did Nick and Phoebe. Phoebe's been alive 7,550 days. And then they, in the website I went to, they give, like, landmarks. And... it's just weird to see these dates. She'll hit 30,000 days alive April 23rd of 2087.
Wow.
It's just weird to think about. It's probably going to happen unless we kill ourselves or the aliens come. But, yeah. And then Nick hits 30,000 days March 2nd, 2077 at the age of 82.
I'll hit that. Also, I guess everybody does at 82, but it's August 30th, 2072.
Yeah.
And wow. It's the days you've lived seemed infinite, right? Like, at least to me, they do. It just seems like, you know, it's...
Yeah. It's all you've ever known.
You couldn't possibly count it, but it's only 12,899.
Yeah. Very strange.
So weird. I don't know why I got to thinking about that this morning, but I was like, there's surely there's got to be a way to like calculate that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good one. Amy got a good burn in on Ranji today.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to give her credit. They were talking about how Dick Cheney shot his friend in the face with a shotgun. And Amy said, I would rather be shot by a friend than shoot a friend. I couldn't live with that. And Ranji said, so you would rather me shoot you? And she said, you're not a friend. You're just a guy they pay me to talk to. Right?
God, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's cold-hearted
yeah,
right there.
That's get really him. Good. You know that bothered him a lot, too. You know that really
upset
him.
What bothered me? Kev, I officially hate the Dodgers.
I mean, there's a lot to hate about. You got to hate Goliath, man.
I didn't hate them before.
Yeah.
But watching them at their after party, and here's the thing. I get it. I get it. We went a little nuts here when we won the Stanley Cup, right? You get to have your fun. But they were just so infuriating, so cringe. And I also hated they're all saying the F word at the stadium in front of all the people and the kids. And
well, they're all drunk.
It just bothered me.
Yeah.
Like, I hate you guys, which is kind of fun. Now yeah. I get to hate somebody.
No, that's what I think sports needs. You need that. I know, people are like, it's a crisis because they've won two in a row. And, I mean, the whole sport, the history of the sport is loaded with nothing but dynasties and then everyone else trying to take dynasties down. I mean, like, that's how it's been for 120 years. It's not exactly new.
Speaking of saying the F word, I should have had Andrew get this sound. I say that a lot, but I'm lazy. But I thought it was really interesting when I saw the TikTok. I had to make sure it wasn't AI, and it's not. And then I thought, wow, I wonder how that's going to go over, if anyone's even going to notice. And evidently, it's become a big thing now. But J.B. Pritzker was giving a speech about education, and he said, first of all, the president and all of his cronies can F all the way off. But he didn't say F. He said the word.
Yeah, he said the word.
Said the word. And then Nancy Pelosi said that Donald Trump is a vile creature and the worst thing on earth. I'm just wondering how these things hit you guys.
Well, I mean, you're just doing the same thing that he and his people do, which to me is a bad thing. Somebody's got to be a grown-up. But, I mean, how is it any different than giving everybody a nasty nickname and saying they're stupid and they're the dumbest people ever or calling them crooks and criminals? Like, it's just, I don't like the idea in this case necessarily of fighting fire with fire because I don't think it's going to make anything better. But if one's going to happen, then it's logical that the other one probably will too.
It's, I think I'm probably articulating this in a very stupid way, but it's the frustration I think comes in when, you know, like let's say Trump and et cetera, they go low, right? So you take the high road and you're like, well, I respect my opponent, even though he doesn't seem to respect me or whatever. And then going high doesn't work, and then you just feel like an a-hole because they went low, and then everybody's like, yeah, I'm so glad you went low, and then you're just left holding nothing, and you know what I mean? You took this high road, but now you feel like an idiot for having taken the high road because taking the high road didn't work and didn't matter and didn't change how anybody felt about anything.
So can you win taking the high road?
I don't know. That's the question. Is what does the more aggressive mirroring of tactics, does that work? Does that motivate more people to vote for you? Because again, the idea here is you need more people than you got last time, right? The people that tend to vote for you pretty hardcore, they're going to vote for you whether you're swearing or not. You know what I mean? Are you swaying people that can be swayed? Are you swaying anybody that, again, mostly it's the middle ground, right? You're not swaying the hardcore people either direction on either side. Are you able to sway people? Does I don't know. You haven't really seen it, have we?
I'm trying to think of the last politician who took the high road and won. How far back you got to go?
I mean, the closest thing to it was who was it that defended John McCain when he was starting to get attacked?
Obama.
Yeah, like that was pretty...
No, Obama defended McCain defended Obama.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. The other way around. Yes. Right. The other way around.
Yes.
So that's taking the high road. Didn't work for John McCain, did it?
But again, there was the low, whatever you would consider the low road was entirely different at that point, right? The low road was not, you know, calling Hillary nasty.
Well, that was the birther stuff. That was all. The low road was this guy's not a U.S. citizen.
Oh, who started that rumor? Does anyone remember?
Wow. I don't remember who was right. The real pusher of the birther stuff.
I can't remember who made that into a huge thing.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Who claimed to have documentation, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. This kind of, look, I don't think J.B. Pritzker should be throwing around the F word whenever he's talking to these teachers. I don't think it should happen, but I don't think the president should talk the way he does, and he has for a very long time, and I think it's very silly to hold people in lesser positions to a higher standard than we hold the leader of the free world.
Good call.
As soon as he stops acting the way he acts, then we can criticize any other politician for anything. But it's very silly to clutch your pearls when someone other than Donald Trump does something. But when Donald Trump does it, hey, man, he's just getting things done. He's working for us. Give me a break.
Is that different than whataboutism from the right?
It's not whataboutism. It's why you're this person is the leader of the free world. He has said the F word on many occasions. Many occasions. I think he said it on the air with Rush Limbaugh. Am I right?
Don't know, but you're right that he said it.
He said it a bunch. I just feel like the seal is broken, and it was broken by the president of the United States. Why is the governor of Illinois held to a higher standard than the president of the United States? And by the way, he said this at like, I don't even think this was like filmed and released. It's coming out after the fact that he said it. It wasn't I don't think it was like a public event where just anybody could show up. It was for these teachers. So it's been leaked that he said this. Donald Trump says things like this out in public. He berates reporters who ask him simple questions. He calls them stupid. Like, come on. Decorum is over. It doesn't exist anymore.
So what do we do? Do we just go reset? We're starting all over again? Or do we just keep going down this dirty path?
I mean, the only way it's going to change is if at some point there is a person that's sitting in that big chair that changes it. It's got to be top down. It's not going to work the other way around.
I just want to clarify, because we do have people on the stream, and look, I agree with what you're saying. J.B. Pritzker should not have said this. It is below the office.
Yes.
It is. The problem is when the highest office in the land is allowed to run amok and do whatever, you can't start holding people in lower positions to a higher standard. It is. It's from the top down. And the top is doing a whole bunch of stuff we don't want other people on the ladder doing. But we just kind of have to deal with that, because that's the example that's being set.
I mean, I've seen I spent the last 30 years covering sports. I can't count how many times people have made the argument that these athletes should be better behaved to set a better example for children. I can't count the number of times I've read that article, had that said to me, heard someone else say it on the radio, or seen it on TV. Why do we have that energy for a basketball player or a baseball player, but we don't have that energy for governors, senators, and presidents?
Yeah.
Nobody reaches more people than those people. But the problem is, because it's become such a team sport, that you don't want to do anything to hurt your team.
So, big question.
So we can't criticize our people.
Big question here, but is it the individual leader's primary fault, responsibility? Or is it the people who follow that leader, whether it's J.B. Pritzker, Trump, Obama, whoever it is?
In regards to just the language they use, holding or all
them,
of it?
Holding them to a standard.
Well, the only people that can hold anyone accountable are the people on that person's team, because the other people just aren't going to matter. Right? So Republicans are not going to be able to hold J.B. Pritzker to account, and Democrats are not going to be able to hold Donald Trump to account. It has to be their own people. Otherwise, how do you do it? How does somebody that has no say in you holding that position put you in a position where they're going to determine whether it's okay or not?
Mm-hmm.
The only way it's not okay is if people within your party say stop, or we're going to replace you with someone else in a primary or whatever. Because how many times, the reason these problems exist is because we know how maps are drawn, and pretty much everybody's safe unless they're targeted from within, from within their own party.
But accountability is less important than winning.
Yes.
So they don't want to hold, you know, somebody like Trump accountable as long as he keeps winning.
Yeah. I mean,
as long as he gets the votes, he can do whatever he wants. So in terms of decorum.
To me, this is all an interesting thing, a spinoff, Dave, of what we've talked about, and you've brought it up many times, about how I'm trying to think of the right way to put this, how essentially the good guys don't win. Because the attitude we're talking about when it comes to accountability applies to how Wall Street runs. It applies to how billionaires do their thing and how lobbyists do their thing. We're not in a position to where the good guy wins. They do in the movies, but in real life, does the good guy win most of the time?
I'm surprised. I wonder if you guys are. Because this has only been going on since about 2015 with Trump. I'm surprised how quickly the country has changed and how much we accept things. For example, the White House donors have a combined $279 billion in government contracts.
Yes.
That should, George Washington or Donald Trump, that should just be wrong. It's something that we should all look at and say, I'm not okay with this.
Well, I mean, when it happens now, the only people that care are Democrats. And when it happens when a Democrat's in office, the only people that care are the Republicans. I mean, nobody wants to hold their own team to account because, again, the greatest fear is losing. But if you can't, and then I guess the frustrating thing is, Dave, is then we still play this game where everybody still shouts at the other side. Either shut up and stop shouting at other people who do what your people do, or do something about it on your end. And if we both act like adults, then maybe we can get back to being reasonable people.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Just ran into my friend Dan Abel out there, the owner of Bissinger's Chocolate. He's going to be on with us. I think our truffles are ready. So he's doing a DGS 25th anniversary sleeve of truffles, which we really hope you guys will buy. You can buy them at Bissinger's. Coming up in a week or so, you can buy them online, and every penny goes to Operation Food Search.
That's so awesome.
Could not be coming at a better time, too.
No kidding, man.
It's so crazy. Fantastic. That you guys have been talking about this for so long, and it's like right at the moment, OFS is going to need it most.
Yep, that's right. I heard a really interesting fact last night. So when I say gladiator and you picture a gladiator,
yeah,
what do you picture? Like, I picture a ripped,
yeah, big buff guy.
Kirk,
yeah,
Douglas, no, they were, or whatever. Yeah.
They were chunky.
They were fat.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Representation. Yeah.
They fed them to be fat.
Yeah.
Because, so weird, you could take a slice to the belly,
yep,
or a stab to the belly.
Yep.
And it would bleed a lot, but it wouldn't reach your organs.
Correct.
Because of your fat.
Yes.
And that made you a very valuable gladiator.
Yes.
Well, put me in the ring. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
You would have just ran Rome.
Well, I don't think the gladiators were, like, particularly beloved.
No.
Oh, no, they were pretty popular.
I thought they were like slaves.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, but they were viewed by the people as sports stars.
But
and then when
like
they were good enough, they would be freed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But they weren't like going to dinner after the big Colosseum day.
Some of them, the champions were treated like stars. They got paid, they made a lot of money. In fact, the money they earned was partly how they bought their freedom, I think.
Yeah, but that's still like,
yeah, it's still like, you got to earn your freedom. You're in a bad
spot. No, it's still slavery.
The guys,
it's like, wasn't that bad.
My understanding is that the
like,
guys,
I'm not paying Dave to eventually one day be freed.
No.
When I go to work.
But the understanding sweet, is, my understanding of it is that it's not 100% true, but that a lot of the top stars were treated that way. Like, they had women, they had all the food they wanted, they had all the best gear. And because they were stars, the Ludus's that ran them made more money from them.
Okay.
Interesting comment by Big Blonde Dan. He says, apropos of the last conversation about unethical politicians, so we changed so drastically in 50 years. Jimmy Carter put his peanut farm into a blind trust to avoid ethical concerns and potential conflicts of interest. What in the world happened?
Well, I mean, do you remember? So a couple of years ago, we had on a Nixon historian kind of to talk about exactly this, funny enough. And he said that the big difference between, like, Nixon having the Watergate thing and then resigning. Nixon didn't resign because he wanted to resign. He resigned because his party was holding him accountable.
Yeah.
Republicans said, we're not going to support you anymore because you're no longer being an ethical and good person, yeah, and you're a messed up guy. And that's just what we're not seeing. We're not seeing the party hold them accountable.
So our buddy Dan Abel is here from Bissinger's, and I'll show the stream. Dan brought me a chocolate turkey.
Very nice.
Which was the hit of Thanksgiving last year. Definitely, if you want something fun for Thanksgiving, go get one of these turkeys. And then Dan and his family are doing something super, super cool. In honor of the DGS 25th anniversary, we have put together a box of truffles, and I went in about 3 weeks or so ago, Andrew and I, and we picked my favorite truffles, and I just picked my favorite. I didn't know whether this was a good assortment or a bad assortment, you know, aesthetically and eating wise. There's a look at them. I think they came out great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Really. I'm biased because, like, all of those are, like, my favorites.
Oh, good.
You know, there's 50 favorites I have. You chose seven of the 50.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's beautiful. I think this is a beautiful thing you're doing. you'll be able to purchase this box of truffles and enjoy them in a couple of weeks or so. And then the proceeds are going to go to Operation Food Search, which, as Rach was pointing out, my God, if ever we need Operation Food Search, it's right now with people struggling and losing SNAP benefits and going into the holidays. So it's a wonderful thing you guys are doing, so we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
So what's new over in your place?
How much time do we have?
Yeah, I know. You are literally the busiest, most effective guy I know. You have no idea how much I think about you. Because when I'm laying on my couch, I'm like, I should go to the bathroom, but I'm too lazy. I'm like, Dan Abel is flying to China right now, opening Bissinger. So
That's the 2029 goal. I'm just kidding.
I believe it. Dude, I believe it. No. Is your whole family a bunch of gunners, or do they look at you and go, just let him go, just let him do his thing?
It's 50-50. So like there was this, like, to get the first location off the ground while we're in the middle of a big addition earlier this year, I was, you know, in my mind I'm mentally preparing for everyone to be like, no, like, you can't do this, we're, you know, doing this big expansion, let's let this finish first. And so I'm like running this scenario, how I'm going to break it to them that I want to go all over the country and with these luxury boutiques. And they're like, yeah, it's a good idea. When can we go see him? I'm like, oh, hold on. I have like a whole 5 pages of notes here that I came for you. So they've been going 100 miles an hour with me on this, which is really cool.
Yeah. Is that the sound of the fan making
it is.
That? Can you just turn it off just for this segment? But once again, our HVAC has been on the fritz for a couple of weeks. It's been blowing the heaters nonstop. Yesterday was 84 degrees. Wow, it's so quiet now. It was 84 degrees in the studio today. I think it's like 78, which I can't wait to get this chocolate out of here before it melts. Nashville?
Nashville should be opening next week. I'm going down Monday, spending the week. I'm not leaving until it opens. That's my thing. I hope my wife's not listening.
Yeah,
but that's
no kidding.
So then New York just opened last week.
So do most cities, I mean, I think every city of every size is going to have a chocolatier of some kind. And I know you guys are the oldest and you're very, very special, but what kind of competition do you find going into these cities?
Everyone's a little bit different. Palm Beach, there was another small chocolate company around. Nashville, there's no one in the mall. New York City is so big, there's enough room for everybody. And so part of this is like, you know, if I took a step back, like, there has been national accounts that have been in St. Louis where Bissinger's and Chocolate, you know, have been around, and other local candy companies. And it doesn't really affect, because you're really running off that mall population of your customer base. And so we're going into these areas, and specific, you know, most of them are luxury malls that we're going into. And it's the customer in the mall that, you know, where the local purveyor may be 5 miles down the road and have a good customer base there. And so we don't really want to disrupt the local business. We just want to go in and, you know, gain some traction and do our thing.
We never talk about chocolate. So kind of tell me that story, like how that started and how you decided to.
That's where I got my whole education in all this. My parents started it in 1981 and literally grew up in chocolate. I mean, you want to talk about the dinner table conversations. And, you know, the funny thing is we never knew how much the business ran our lives 24/7 until we got married and our spouses were like, please God, don't. Like, it's 7 o'clock. It's been 15 hours. Just stop. And so I was like, oh, I didn't even know I mentioned it.
That's so interesting. Yeah. You're just like, that's the water you swam in every day. Yeah. And so what was their impetus to do that? Were they from like a restaurant family?
You know, it's a funny story. My dad worked for a candy company in college as a first part-time job. Just fell in love with it. And he was from St. Louis and he was dating my mom. She was from St. Louis. So they wanted to come back home. And he said, you know, he told the ownership, I want to start my own, but this isn't pre-Facebook, pre-internet, pre-everything. So he's up in Ohio, St. Louis. It was so far away. So they're like, absolutely, we'll help you. You know, we'll, you know, best of luck. But he did say, be careful, because, you know, St. Louis is owned by Mavrocos and Bissinger's. We own both of those companies today. So it's kind of a full circle excitement on that one.
How about the Mavrocos?
Mavrocos, we relaunched. So they had sold out in the 80s. And then we relaunched them in 2008. We had the recipe book since like the 80s when my dad bought it from the last owner. And we still bring some products back at the holidays. So it's a great nostalgia brand.
What's the vibe there or the taste?
It's very similar to chocolate. A lot of recipes that we had, like the molasses puff, chocolate. So like the 2-pound breakup, some of those core signature items we pulled from Mavrocco's. We just didn't own the name at the time. So now that we own the name, we can kind of tell the story. But, you know, they were very much kind of just a family owned, you know, small batch chocolate brand that was kind of what we morphed into.
So when you were a kid, I know you love peanut M&Ms. I love that about you. When you were a kid, if you said, I want a Three Musketeers bar, was it a whipping? You know, like, shut up.
Yeah, no problem, because then my dad's, you know, like, they spend so much time hand making the chocolate, so he's like, oh yeah, I don't have to go to the store and, you know, I can go sell this, but you can go, you know, buy this, so it wasn't as bad as you think.
Yeah. How did Halloween go?
Halloween was good.
Good.
I've got, my kids are getting, you know, my youngest is a year older than she was last year, so like last year she was in the stroller, this year she walked with me, and so the kids really loved it.
Really cute.
Yep.
So other than the giant chocolate turkey, which is my favorite thing you guys do, what is appropriate for Thanksgiving?
So, you know, the Thanksgiving table I think is so important. I think there's so many things that can, you know, you can bring from Bissinger. So we have decorated cookies, decorated mints. There's obviously the centerpiece turkey. We have little place setting turkeys with a little note card that goes on, so you can write the names. And so you can, you know, I always joke, for $1,000, you can do anything. You can do the whole table, could be Bissinger's. And then if you want to add food, that's fine.
Yeah. I love it. That's great. And for Christmas, Hanukkah?
Same. So, you know, decorated cookies. We have our peppermint bark. We have different decorated mints. We have a chocolate set of, you know, the turkeys. He's 9 inches tall. Santa's 17 inches. He's a beast. All hand decorated, same style of making. We have small paint your own Santas. We have sugar plum truffles and candy cane truffles and holiday truffles, you name it. I mean, Christmas is still, at the end of the day, no matter how hard we try it, Valentine's and Easter and fall, Christmas is still our Super Bowl.
Yeah. And I know people do this all the time, but I'm talking to them now, not you. If you've never been to Bissinger's, never been a better time because of all the expansion and the coffee shop and the speakeasies coming, at least make it a holiday tradition. Take the whole family, take the kids, and it's just so magical there.
I couldn't agree more.
It really is.
we're really excited with the cafe. Bissinger's just launched a wine that's now for sale. So by the glass and by the bottle, and we've had it, but we didn't have our liquor license until a few weeks ago. So now we can actually sell it. And so there's like every day there's something. You know, we talked about the wine the other day, and people are like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing! When did you do that?" And I'm like, "Oh, that was 7 months ago." And once we checked that one off, we went to the next thing. So there's so many things rolling out because the team is just going in hyper mode right now. Yeah. So every day is a new adventure. Right
when
now.
Is the speakeasy open?
Definitely 2026.
Okay.
It's there's so many little add-ons that we kept doing, and like for example, some of the antique mirrors are 12 weeks out. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, and you can't finish that until the next thing. So we really want it to be perfect. So that will definitely be into sometime next year.
Yeah. The speakeasy kind of seems like your baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go in there all the time, and I mean, like, I have, like, the professional Wayfair account now because of all the stuff I bought.
I bet. That's cool. Well, make your way to Bissinger's, get the chocolate turkey, and once again, Shonya, here are, what do we call them? How are we labeling these?
Oh, the new?
Yeah.
The finest assortment of Dave Glover chocolates I've ever seen.
Could have said Dave's faves, but okay. Dave's faves.
You know what? We'll go with that as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Dan. We love you, man. You're the best.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com. It's all right.
Guys, DGS 148, happy Tuesday to you. Coming up later, we have Dr. Tiffany Osborne joining us. There's some new information on the various sicknesses going around and vaccinations and things like that. At 4 p.m. on Tuesdays, we do the Think Tank. Today, we have David Barklage and Jeff Rainford, two of my favorite guys who come in. And I'm sure we'll end up talking about Dick Cheney and some things like that. I already knew this. I've quoted this stat many times, but last night I was watching something and they were talking about it in more detail. The fact that DARPA, which I at one point knew what it stood for, now I don't, defense something something, are always literally almost to the year 20 years ahead of us.
Yeah.
So what DARPA, not what they're developing, what they have developed, what is ready to go,
yep,
is 20 years ahead of anything that we've ever seen.
Yep.
That's, which, I mean, I'd be a little pissed, I guess, at the government if a lot of the UFOs that we're seeing are just our DARPA stuff because we can't conceive that they could move this way or that way. But
yeah, I mean, it's one of the more logical conclusions, right?
Sure.
And again, could be even, you know, when you look at some of the moves and you're like, wow, humans couldn't survive that. Maybe it's just a drone. Maybe there are no humans in there.
I wonder how you get to become the head of DARPA. Like, does the president appoint these people? Is it like a new person every administration?
It's a good question.
Is it not totally separate, but is it more separate than that to where they have like their own hiring process?
I would think it's pretty separate, but I'm kind of talking out of my butt.
Yeah. They have a director, so it's not like run by a general or something like that, although it's for the Defense Department. That's who's mm-hmm. running it. And that's what the D stands for, Defense Advanced Research.
Right.
So, I don't know. Good question.
Here's another cool thing. Wheels, I think you're especially going to like this. I watched a thing last night with a neuroscientist who says that they have been doing experiments in Germany to prove or disprove that the characters in your dreams have their own separate consciousness. And they said after 10 years of testing, and what they do, it's a little, it's not like taking a blood test, but there are people who can lucid dream, which I know is true because I was able to do it when I was little. When I was little, I used to have night terrors because I would watch monster movies and tell ghost stories. And then I would have terrible nightmares. And I don't know how it happened, but at some point, I had the ability to recognize that I was in a dream and then change it. A lot like movies I've seen where I could turn my hands into knives. Or one thing I would do, which is really dark, is if I was being chased by a vampire or something, I would climb up on top of a Ferris wheel and jump off. Because if you jump off, you wake up.
Right, right.
So anyway, they brought in lucid dreamers and had them go through tasks. And a lot of this was requiring things from the characters, like giving the characters math problems and things like that. And they found that the characters couldn't do math. Isn't that interesting?
But
because we can do math.
Right. But if the characters are just an invention in your head and you didn't give them that power in your head, well...
Could be that.
It could just be like another level of your brain being like, oh, yeah.
I can't do six things at once.
Right.
It could be. But there's a team of scientists working on this for a decade who say there's no proof of that.
Well, it's interesting to study.
Yeah.
I mean, I maybe this is beyond me, my scientific understanding. How do you prove that what you're getting is real when it's not there?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a different kind of experimentation.
I mean, I'm fascinated by it. I wouldn't just say so dumb. It's just I'd have questions like, okay, how does this work? And maybe there are great answers that I just don't have the scientific background to understand.
Did you guys see the story about the little girl that was falling out of the roller coaster?
No. Where was this?
You can Google it. But it was at one of the big parks, and it's the biggest, tallest roller coaster in the park. And when they started going, her belt came off.
Oh, no.
And so the people around her, behind her and ahead of her, grown-ups, held her down through this entire roller coaster ride.
Whoa, this actually happened here in Missouri at Worlds of Fun in Kansas City.
Jeez.
Can you imagine?
No, that would be wild. I've had that dream. Where you're on a roller coaster, and you just go flying out, and then you wake up. You're like flying, and you're like, ah, then wake up. Like, ah, dang it.
Yeah, and I've had several times where, like, when I was a kid, I'd get on the roller coaster, and then, you know, the teenager working at Six Flags, like, barely slaps the harness down, and I'm like, I feel like this is loose. And everybody's like, ah, it's fine. Well, clearly it wasn't fine for this poor little girl. I'm glad she's okay.
I recently rode a carnival type ride where I didn't really fit in the ride properly. I was in one of the smaller sized seats available. And I didn't really fit properly, and like kind of my leg was like hanging out of the ride. And the girl was like, started to look around for like a manager to ask if it was okay. And then she was like, it'll be fine. And like just kind of walked away. And I was like,
man.
All right. So I like held my leg in.
Have you seen the TikTok guy?
Yes.
I love that.
I was just going to ask if you'd seen it.
Have you seen that range? It's the same ride every time where two people are sitting.
It's one of those big tower drops. Okay. And I think it's in Tennessee.
And he goes, every single time he goes, oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I forgot to tighten your straps. And then he hits the button.
Yeah.
And so you see people fall and scream. Because
they're like, they think they're not buckled in.
They think they're not buckled in.
Oh, that is so wrong.
And he looks at the camera and goes, got him again.
You're going to give somebody a heart attack.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, if you're on that ride, you know, you're
going to give some innocent fat 35-year-old a heart attack when he tries to go on that ride and is already thinking, I don't think I fit.
It's fine.
That's a pretty specific objection.
It's very specific, Kevin.
What ride were you on?
It was one of those swingy back and forth type rides.
Oh, yeah. Like the swashbuckler.
Yeah. And it wasn't like, you know, those rides don't go ridiculously high in the sky or anything. But I also don't want to have my leg hanging as I'm guillotined back and forth.
No.
Like a medieval trap.
I remember going on a small plane to Chicago, me and Maureen and producer Tom and his wife Jill. And I was a bigger guy then, and Tom was 300 pounds and probably about a 20-person plane. And we don't like to fly, either of us. And the captain came back and he goes, okay, you need to move over here. and you need to move over there. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, where we sit is going to determine whether we make it to Chicago or not? Kind of weird.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.